The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report as of early last month, only 2 out of 5 Americans had gotten a flu vaccine. That's similar to last year's levels. Every year, health officials urge people to get vaccinated. The CDC estimates that prevented about 5 million flu illnesses and more than 70,000 flu-related hospitalizations. With me to talk about where Arizona's vaccination rates are now and how state health officials are trying to get more people to get flu shots is Kara Crist, director of the State Department of Health Services. And Dr. Crist, how does Arizona's vaccination rate compare to the national one?
You know, we don't have our vaccination numbers just yet, but we tend to fall at about the 40% vaccination range in Arizona. So those numbers would be consistent with our vaccination rates over the past few seasons.
I think I know how you would answer this question, but I'll ask anyway. Is that number high enough for you?
No, we don't think that that number is high enough. Everyone who is over the age of 6 months who is able to get the flu vaccine should get vaccinated because you never know what you're going to get with the flu season, and flu can be deadly.
Are there parts of the state that typically have higher vaccination rates than others?
You know, we do see pockets of under-immunization with all of our immunizations statewide, and they're all over the state. We work with those areas to try and identify what the barriers to vaccination would be, bring education, and work with the schools to ensure that kids are fully vaccinated.
Do you find the same places that have under-vaccination for flu as for other kinds of immunizations?
Track the flu by location is a little bit different because we use a different data method, but we would assume that you would have higher rates of flu under vaccination in those areas just like you would. However, our vaccination rate for our required vaccines is much higher. So this is a voluntary vaccine that people have to get every year, so we know the compliance rates are a little bit lower or a lot lower.
What do you hear as some of the reasons why folks don't get the flu vaccine?
Well, one of the biggest reasons we hear that people don't get the flu vaccine is because they believe they will get the flu by getting the vaccine, and that is simply not true. Your body responds in the same way. It develops an immune response so that the next time it sees that virus that it's trying to fight off, it will be able to respond faster. However, there is not live flu virus in the vaccinations, so you don't have to worry about getting the flu.
How do you try to combat that? I mean, you can tell people, I guess, till you're blue in the face that getting a flu vaccine does not mean you will get the flu, but if they don't believe it, they don't believe it, right?
Right. It is very difficult because no vaccine is 100% perfect. And so there will be times that some people may still get the vaccine and then end up getting influenza because the strains can change, the virus can mutate, it can be a completely different strain than what's in the vaccine. However, you know what I like to tell people as a public health physician and knowing diseases, influenza is one of the things that scares me the most.
Why is that?
You know, it is highly contagious, it's highly unpredictable, and it kills tens of thousands of people every year. So it just, you can get sick just by touching somebody, something that somebody else has touched, and then touching your face, and then you can end up with the flu. I got the flu during the 2009 influenza season, and I will never want to get the flu again. You are extremely sick, and I'm a healthy individual.
We hear so much about this sort of herd mentality where enough people get a vaccine to sort of protect, you know, the community as a whole. Given that our rates tend to be about 40%, how far away are we from having a true sort of herd protection effect?
Well, for something like measles or our vaccine preventable diseases, you want to have low to mid 90% of people covered in order to get that herd effect. Because what you're trying to do is to get enough people immunized so that there's no path of unimmunized people to people that can't get vaccines. So those that can't get it because they're undergoing cancer treatment or they have a disease that disables their immune system. Some of those people can't get vaccines. So you want to protect them by surrounding them with vaccinated people. That will allow them not to have at least sick people around them. And in order to do that, you have to have much higher rates of vaccination.
Yeah, we're pretty far away from that.
We're pretty far away from that. But, you know, every single person counts. The more people that we can get vaccinated, the higher likelihood we have of keeping flu out of our communities.
Are you satisfied with the availability of the flu vaccine across the state?
Yes, over the past few years, we've had good vaccine availability. So we would encourage people, it's never too late to vaccinate. Our flu season usually really picks up between January and March, with the highest February and March, but we've seen it all the way out until May. So what we want to make sure people understand is it's not too late. It takes about 2 weeks to build up your immunity after you get your immunization, but then you're covered until the next year. So we want to make sure, get your vaccine, even if you think it's too late, because flu is so predictably unpredictable.
Dr. Kara Crist is director of the Arizona Department of Health Services. Dr. Crist, thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having us.